Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
Presented by Hamul Casino.
Yes!
On 97.3 The Fan.
Three stories that make you shake your head from the world of sports. Sometimes not sports. I think today we're all sports, though, here on Ben and Woods. Well, at least this segment is. Ben is out today. It's just me and Paulie, so I'll have two. Paulie will have one. I'll get us started. Paul, do you even know the name Greg Swindell?
Know the name.
Okay, know the name. I knew him because I grew up. He is 55 years old. I am 45 years old. I grew up in Dallas, Texas. Greg Swindell pitched for the University of Texas at Austin, one of their most famous alums, and was absolutely ridiculously good in college. Pitched to a 43-8 record, 192 ERA. Was unbelievable. Lefty.
That'll play.
hard thrower. So he was kind of a legend in the state of Texas. So he goes to the big leagues with Cleveland. Has a pretty decent career. 123 and 122. ERA of 3.86. Struck out, you know, about 1,500 players. I mean, it's good. He's an all-star once. World Series champion 2001 with the D-backs. Good player. I mean, good career. But, man, these old school guys, they start watching baseball again. And, have you been away from the game for a while, Greg? Because he, on Twitter last night, tweets this, referring to Marcell Ozuna hitting a home run, hitting third and putting his hand up like taking a selfie.
A lot of people were very upset at that.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of white guys were very mad. Greg Swindell is, in fact, a white guy. And he says on Twitter, this MF-er just stopped and took a selfie rounding third on a home run. When does this S stop? I'm sorry. But that's enough. He got his ass ratioed last night.
Did he tweet MF or did he tweet?
He said MF-er. Okay. He didn't say mother. He said MF-er.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was very upset. I tweeted him back. He said, when does it stop? I'm sorry. That's enough. I said, it stops when you get him out.
Yeah.
That's when it stops. Again, it goes back to if you don't like it, do better. Pitch better. Don't give up a home run. That is such a massive, massive moment. For Marcell Ozuna, off of Clayton Kershaw, to tie the game. I mean, it's just as big as it gets. So then...
Dude, in a moment like that...
Exactly. So then, he continues. He goes, this is awesome. So much traffic tonight. Love it. By love it, you mean you hate it. Because no one likes feeling... No one wants to be attacked on Twitter. Nobody. No, it's the
like
worst.
That.
That's happened to me. And to feel like your whole world is spiraling. I'm going to throw my phone out the window. So then he says, good night, Braves fans. I'm not a Dodger fan. I am old school, though. Old school. Fun is fun. And maybe, just maybe, y'all can win again and be in the World Series. Good luck. I love you all. And another tweet says, I have learned what ratio is, what boomer is, and that there are a lot of Braves fans on Twitter. Sorry, Ozuna, you are not an MF-er. Then his last tweet 10 hours ago, I'm old. Good night.
That's great.
I mean, again, I know he's being a smartass, but I thought it was pretty funny how it turns. And again, like, we're going to be talking to Brett Boone at 8:35. I'm going to ask Brett, because I know Brett's got feelings about this. I know he does.
Oh, yeah.
I've talked to him about it.
Yeah, same.
And he said something last week to me on a text that I loved, and I'm going to see if he'll repeat it on the air, and I think he will.
All right, this next story, man, I teased it. So imagine working your entire life for something, getting that something, and then selling it. Like a month later.
So, like, I'm trying to think of something I would work so hard to get. Maybe my new 2020 Land Rover Defender. I get it for 3 months, and then I just sell it.
I think this might be worse.
It is worse. People sell cars all the time.
Yeah, okay. Kansas City Chiefs players, they received their Super Bowl rings on September 1st.
Okay.
They had a ceremony over at Arrowhead Stadium, and a practice squad guy from last year, Mike Weber, he was on the practice squad, did not play a whole lot, but he's a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. He got a Super Bowl ring after they won last year over the Niners. Got his ring on September 1st. It's already up for auction.
Damn, dude. That makes me sad.
I don't know if he, like, thought, maybe I don't deserve this because
no,
I was a
no,
practice squad
money.
Member.
He needs some money. He's on the practice squad. I mean, so, pandemic, like, probably needs some money.
Yeah.
I mean, what does a practice squad guy even make?
They make, I know a couple guys that were practice squad. As of, like, 8 years ago when my buddy was playing, it was, like, $3,000 a week, I think. And then they put you up in a hotel. And the problem is, it's like week-long contracts.
So yeah, and it's for the length of the season. So the other times when football's not happening, you're not getting paid.
Right, but like, they may not need an extra DB on the practice squad the following week. So they may not sign you again for that next week. You never know. So it's kind of a week-to-week thing. You could make a little bit of money. You could make like $3,000 and then be done.
Yeah.
So the current bid right now, the starting bid was $35,000. And the current bid is at $55,000 with 17 days left. I mean, it's obviously, it's a beautiful ring. It's a Super Bowl ring. Those are rare. But man, I just felt bad. I felt bad for him.
Like, that's terrible. It's a terrible. Like, if you need them like that, you would think I would sell anything else I owned.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, take my blood, but I want to keep this ring. And again, though, but I mean, maybe there is a part of him that's like, I mean, what did I do to get this? Like, this is free money to me. It's not like I dominated on special teams in the Super Bowl. You know, so maybe there is some of that.
Maybe.
But
still, you don't like to see that, man.
What are those rings worth? I mean, he's going to make, what, like $50,000 for this thing?
It's already at 55.
55, oh
my
God. It's
got 2.5 weeks left.
All right, well, keep us in the loop on that one, Paulie, what it goes for. And I will get us wrapped up with a little audio here from last night's game. John Smoltz just chatting it up with Joe Buck. Check this out.
Come on. I want someone to develop an app for all the second-guessers and the know-it-alls that are in our world so that they can click time. You know, timestamp it. This is what I would do. Okay, wrong. Or, okay, you were right. But all the guys that, all the people that can talk about after the words what they would do. So somebody out there, I know somebody's smart enough, get an app so that we can get all the second-guessers and armchair quarterbacks to tell you step by step.
They did it. It's Twitter. I'm on it 17,000 hours a week.
I was sitting at my computer getting some work done on the show. I had the game on, and I heard that. I stopped working. I just turned, and I'm like, what is he talking about? He's not on Twitter.
Is he not?
He's not on Twitter. So maybe he legitimately doesn't understand how it works. I don't know.
He knows of Twitter, though. Like, you know Twitter exists. You may not. My mom's not on Twitter, but she knows what Twitter
maybe
is.
He doesn't know, like, oh, yeah, it's really easy to, like, bookmark a tweet, save it, be able to check back later.
All right, here we go.
He's got a timestamp right there for you.
Yeah, you can absolutely do that. I've been wrong on Twitter 1,000 times. All right, so a guy tweeted in about the practice squad thing. Let's see. Salaries. Regular practice squad players will make $8,400 a week.
Okay.
Good money. While veteran guys can make $12,000. That's up from $8,000 per week in 2019, $7,600 in 2018. So,
this was, when I talked to my buddy, this was 8-9 years ago. So it's probably changed a little
bit. It's definitely come up. Can you imagine getting a paycheck for $8,400 a week to be on the practice squad? That's a great gig. Yeah. It's a really good gig. Veteran guys can make up to $12,000 a week.
Not bad.
Interesting.
Not bad. It's that weekly contract, though. You never know. You can't really plan if you're going to be there or not.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Exactly. It's
living out of a suitcase.
That'd be an interesting documentary, just like the practice squad.
Yeah.
Like talking to those guys and just hoping for their shot. You know, you don't want to say hoping for somebody to get injured, but probably hoping
kind
for somebody
hoping
to get
injured.
Like, you're not super mad if somebody pulls a hammy. All right, that is Don't Do This.
That was Don't Do This, brought to you by Hamul Casino. Get away and embrace the escape at San Diego's newest, closest, and most genuinely generous place to play. Safe and smart, Hamul Casino, Highway 94 to Campo Road.
All right, coming up next on Ben and Woods, going to be joined by our pal Craig Elston, CMO of the San Diego Sockers. He's the host of the Crossing Streams podcast. We want to talk a little baseball with him. Yeah, let's do a little baseball. We'll do some streaming. And Ben is out today, so no Ben Reed drafts. But Woods Reads Bro Country is coming up. So stay tuned. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.